Welcome to Moms on Overtime with Lisa and Sarah.
And today we're talking about how we're just trying to make it to the end of the year, 2023. Actually, this came up as a topic because Sarah and I were on the phone and my daughter was like crying for cookies, or I don't even know what she was crying for. And I was like, it's fine, just take it. And she goes, I'm just trying to make it to the end of the year.
There's just so much on the calendar. I don't know what day it is, what morning I'm waking up for.
Yeah, I like to go back to a little bit to COVID times of Christmas when no one expected me to be anywhere or do anything. And now everyone wants me to be everywhere and do all the things, and I don't have time. I'm so behind. John's always good at this, buying Christmas presents.
I'm so behind.
I'm so behind. I'm usually like start like before, like probably beginning of November, I start, and I didn't even think about it until after Thanksgiving this year.
I went to Target once and cleared out the clearance a little bit.
I cleared the entire toy aisle.
No. And that's it. That's all I've done so far for my kids. And I really am just focusing on my kids right now. Anyone else, I can figure out later. Like, yes, we're not seeing, like, my nieces and nephews until after Christmas. Or, like, it's a lot easier to just go to the store the day of if it's a niece or nephew and you're like, let's just go get it and then we'll call it a day. Whereas like the kids, you have to like plan and you have to sneak it in the house and, you know, like all the other things.
All my stuff's hiding in plain sight because I did a lot on Amazon and I told them they weren't for them. They're for other people. And they're just like literally hanging out in the living room. I was like, don't open these boxes. But now my problem is I can't open them up in front of them and other people's gifts are mixed in. And now I don't know what's in anything. So my plan this weekend is to try to get through all the boxes and then get it organized without them knowing and hide them and then wrap them next weekend.
Yeah.
But no, it's like not easy.
Oh, I do have some books. I'm just remembering. I have this spot in my bedroom that I put like, I turn inside out shoe boxes and I make them like storage boxes, but they stay there all year and they're really gift storage boxes as far as like, the kids don't even notice a difference of, like, what's happening in that area because there's random boxes.
And you put gifts in there all year?
I put gifts in there all year. So, like, there's, like, I do have one, like, aunt that she's kind of hard to buy for. So when I think of something or see something, I'll buy it and I'll put it in there.
That's smart. Oh, my gosh. What else are we trying? Why are we all, besides the holidays, I don't want to talk about the holidays. It's stressing me out. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Work. Work for me is just crazy.
Really? Yeah. Is that why I was trying to get in there?
Yes.
I'm like slow, but like also not because we're going to have a new ERP system in January, so I'm busy in other ways, but like order-wise, I'm slow. You're very busy.
I actually left my house every day this week.
For work? Oh, that's stunning.
I used to stay at home first time since March. I know, actually, since I started the job I have. I've always been able to work from home for one day. And this week was like probably the first time, the whole time I've been employed by my current employer, that I've actually had to be somewhere other than my house for 5 days in a row.
Do you like that or no?
No, because I didn't get actually any work done. Oh, I only got like meetings done. And meetings mean more work after the meeting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel like I'm just trying to get to the end of the year because I don't know why. I feel like it snuck up on me. The whole year went by very quickly, and all of a sudden it was like the end of the year. I don't feel like I had a bad year, though. We had a bad year for this podcast. We were not very good with this podcast.
No, because we were so busy. Because
we were so busy. But I feel like if world-wise, it's been a fucking terrible year. But personally, I feel like it's been a good year.
Oh, I've probably been more affected by the world-wise thing.
No, I have too. Why do you want to make me seem like I haven't been affected?
No, because Highland Park shooting, stabbing murder in my town.
You know what? You did a lot of terrible things. I'm not laughing. That's bad. I don't want to laugh, but you're right when you line them up like that.
My dog died.
You had three of the most traumatic.
Yeah, that's in 6 months' time.
Yeah, that is
not even like
crazy. You're right.
Yeah,
no, that's what I meant by like the world has not been very great. But personally, I feel like, hey, we did a lot of things, though.
I know. We had a lot of fun.
Ticketmaster is like, bitch, you're the one. They're constantly emailing me wanting me to buy tickets to things because we...
Maybe that's how you got in front of the queue.
Maybe. Taylor Swift queue? Maybe. No, that's probably... I think it was luck or they fucked up.
You got tickets for Taylor Swift?
You didn't know I got tickets for Taylor Swift?
Oh, man.
Oh, I got them. And they're going to be a Christmas present to Scarlett, which is why I'm struggling. They're from me, not from Santa. But I'm struggling for the Santa gift because I definitely dug into the budget for Santa. So I'm going to wrap every individual thing she got from Santa. Looks fuller. And then she's getting the tickets from me. Yes. That was a harrowing journey, John, where I took a half day thinking I'd be done by noon. And then I was in line for 6.5 hours getting these tickets. And I came out ahead. I got the club level, Soldier Field, section 211, row 5.
Great seats.
They honestly are great seats. I did a great job. So, yes, I did get the Taylor Swift tickets. But the reason why Ticketmaster's probably hounding me is because this year we went to see Six, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Almost forgot. We saw Harry Styles. We saw Lizzo.
Yeah.
We also saw OAR.
Mm-hmm.
You did more than I did, but OAR, I'm thinking things I was at. And then I also went to see Wicked. And then I bought Taylor Swift tickets this year for next year. And Sarah wants the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Look at us. We're concert goers.
Are you drinking soy sauce over there?
Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it? No, they're from, like, they're baby bottles of wine.
That is the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen. I want them. Where'd you get them?
From Target. They're like the advent calendar.
Oh, I need to get those.
I'm like 6 days behind on my wine drinking. I have three in front of me right now.
So you're saying
I have two more at home. Because I've been so fucking busy. I can't even drink a glass of wine.
A day. For 25 days. Wait, how many are in there?
25, yeah.
There's 25 mini bottles of wine?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get that?
I don't know. This is my second year of doing it. And I should tell you next time.
Yeah. Wait, you had it at Target?
Yeah. Well, they have them at... So,
or Aldi? Does Aldi have them?
Yes, they do. But theirs sells out the minute it hits the floor.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm not. I'm too busy getting those Taylor Swift tickets to get 25 bottles of mini wine that look like soy sauce. I don't have enough time.
They're cheaper than the Target, but not like drastically cheaper.
Is there like one glass in there?
Yeah.
And what's cute about these bottles is they actually have like the labels on them. They're mini.
There's my alarm. I'm working out tomorrow morning. Set my alarm for tomorrow morning.
It's an alarm for an alarm, John. I've been living with this my entire life. Try going on vacation with her, and it goes off every night to decide if she's going to work out the next day. And I'm sitting there going, you're not fucking working out. We're on vacation. Turn off your goddamn alarm. Yes.
I do work out sometimes.
I'm sleeping.
The one time
on when she works
I went for a run on our one vacation, my stomach was upset, and for some reason, running in, like, the 90-degree humidity of Florida made me feel better. I don't know.
I was just
I needed to sweat out all the alcohol from the day before or something. I think it's already set.
What else did we do this year? I did a lot of dance momming. A lot of dance. And I'm about to do even more dance momming in 2023. I just got her, like, bag that came in that's, like, to put all the costumes in for competition, and it's very big, and Aaron's like, what the fuck is this?
How many different dances is she in?
Next year, she's competing in 6 production, a group lyrical, a group jazz, a group hip hop, a jazz trio, and a musical theater solo. 6. And the first competition is like in March, and we still have to learn some of the dances. It's gonna be a busy dance in January. January is my favorite month because it's like the most chill month I have personally. Because there's no birthdays, there's no, like, it's just, like, a very low-key month. It's going to be heavy on dance, but not dance I have to be at, right? Like, this is the level of commitment where you get to drop your child off for 4 hours while she does dance, and she loves it, and I don't have to be there, so.
We're not there yet. So every Wednesday, I'm at dance for 3 hours.
I do that on Saturdays.
I'm not ready for letting the girls go by themselves for 3 hours. They're not ready
either. I don't do that with Allie.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally only do it with Scarlett. And she's 8 hours. But that'll be a lot of next year. Do you have any vacations planned for next year? Let's, like, just skip to next year. What's the plan?
Skip to next year. Are you sure?
Wait, I have nothing planned. What else do you got to bail till the end of the year?
What else do we have to bail?
Christmas!
Christmas. And just
nothing else.
Work.
Oh, my mom.
Work.
Yeah, I do have to battle my mom because she's like, I literally just talked to her about this.
I think if you tell her you have 5 minutes free on your calendar, she will find a Christmas activity for you to do.
Yes, she will. She has the kids right now tonight because they're going to do gingerbread houses or whatever at my grandma's house, which is fine. That's great. But like, she loves the holidays, and so do I. I don't dislike the holidays, but it's just like, there's only so many open weekends in time in the month of December.
Yeah.
And she tries to pack every second of them. And we did, like, a lights thing last weekend, and I also had, like, a Winterfest thing for dance, so, like, I already had that. We're doing Breakfast with Santa on Sunday, this coming Sunday. But also, she was like, you're going to get taken off of everyone's Christmas card. I did a TikTok about this. Everyone's Christmas card list, because you're not sending them Christmas cards. And I was like, okay, as they should, remove me. I don't send Christmas cards every year. I do, like, every other year. It's like, if I've got a good picture, took a family portrait, maybe I'll do it. It's getting more expensive, and I don't want to do it.
Well, and technically, you have, like, until 7 days after Christmas.
Oh, mine always say Happy Holidays, because I know you're not getting until December 29th. Like, I know you're not.
Happy New Year.
I know you're not getting this fucking card. Not anytime soon. What else do we have to battle? Mostly just Christmas, but...
too, like, balancing families is always
interesting,
and, like... when you actually figure out celebrating and what day.
That's a little less of my problem now, considering all of them live very, very far away, and we just do everything with my family. Yeah. I'm probably a couple years away from that not being the case, but for right now, I'm going to savor it. Because we were doing it before. We would, like, we'd switch Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, one day in Rockford, one day here. We would drive out to there and then spend the night or leave and do all the bouncing back and forth. So, I mean, we did it, but now they're in Montana, so we don't do it. But
yeah,
it's just a little stressful.
I don't even know what we're doing every single day. Like, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or any time after Christmas. Like, I know my sisters are coming into town, like, New Year's Eve weekend or something. We don't, like, have the actual party day when we're hanging out with everyone planned or anything. So, like, I have no idea. Normally, I have this all figured out by now.
Yeah, see? I'm behind. You know what else I have to battle, John? That motherfucking elf. That motherfucking Christmas elf. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, you're not magical. You're being negative. No. Like, no. It's just another fucking thing I have to do. And we've been, like, group texting with another friend, and it's just us bitching about various things. Honest to God, that's what it's been. And sending TikToks back and forth. But the other day, I forgot to move the elf. And all day, I'm getting ready in the morning, and the kids are like, the elf didn't move. What's wrong with the elf? Why didn't he move? Why do you think he didn't move? Should we write him a letter and ask him if he didn't move? I'm sure he's going to move tomorrow. He was just comfortable. Was it because Daddy slept on the couch? I'm like, did Daddy sleep on the couch? Yeah, he slept on the couch because Allie came in bed and kicked him out, and therefore the elf didn't move. I was like, sure, that's probably why. I don't know. Like, here's the real reason. I put him in the tree and in the bay window with my back to him, and I watched an episode of White Lotus, and then I decided to go to bed and didn't see him in my eyesight to move him. That's what actually happened, okay? So now, you know, Ricky Snowball is sitting in the tree. Remember, that's his name. We're not sure what his night job is. It could be many things. You decide. Ricky the Snowball Elf. Doing blow or doing porn. It's one of the two things.
Definitely blow.
So I have to battle the elf, John. I'm going to battle the fucking elf to the very bitter end.
Wait. But I think I've set the bar so low.
Oh, I set it pretty low, but I think yours is so low that, like, they don't even question it.
Yes, they don't even question it anymore. Like, if he doesn't move one night or day or whatever.
You're lucky they are here.
They don't even question it anymore because we've already given those answers. Because they, like, last year he probably didn't move, like, 6 times. And so... So now they just know, like, oh, he just went back to the same spot, or he was comfortable there, or, like, you know, whatever. Or, actually, it's not he. It's they, them.
I did say they. They didn't move.
Yeah, they, them.
She has a very...
Non-gender.
Non-gender elf.
Non-binary.
She took it as a good opportunity to instill some good non-binary conversations, and mine is doing blow and porn. And I did not take an opportunity... to make him non-gender conforming. So, you know, again, just another highlight where Sarah is a better, more thoughtful parent than I am.
Oh, no. Gannon was like, it just kind of creeps me out that he's wearing a skirt. And I'm like, but he's not a he. He's a they.
You know what you creep me out, Gannon? He's not real. He's a fucking stuffed elf that someone created and now embedded it so much into society that I have to fucking do this every night as if he's Santa. That is the problem. And I'm going to explain this all to you when you get older.
I can't wait. I think we have, like...
I want all the credit. That's my problem.
2 years. 2 years.
I know. Sometimes I think Scarlett is, like...
10?
50-50. I think 50-50%, but she just, like, wants to go along with it. I don't know. I don't think she totally believes it. But then the other day, she was like, can Santa get me Taylor Swift tickets? And I was like, I don't think he has access to concerts. Like, what the fuck?
No.
Send that to your kid?
Yeah, he doesn't. She goes, yeah, I guess he doesn't make that his workshop. I'm like, oh, my Lord. She better give me a good reaction when I videotape her. I know it sounds like a shallow statement, but seriously, when I give her...
The fact that she's even asking for it is, like, a big deal.
She told me I should just win them on the radio. And I was like, it's not that simple.
Just try winning them.
Yeah. What else are we battling?
Thousands of...
We're battling
millions
the elf.
Of people that didn't get the Taylor Swift tickets.
I know we're battling the elf, but what else? I had something else in my head that I was battling.
I don't know. I am just hoping I can, like... You know, I don't think I'm going to poop until next year, January, because
so
I'm
so wound up.
I know. I didn't think that time wasn't as good, great.
And then everyone's like, you should enjoy these moments. It's magical this time.
But it's not, I think it's like combination of everything.
I'm also
working, it's not the, like, they're not at school and I don't have time. And when they're at school, I don't have time during the day to, like, do things for them. I'm working.
I'm also battling my husband, who, this is such a stupid thing to be annoyed about, but I told him to his face I was annoyed about it, and then I just got over it, because I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. But I asked him to put the Christmas lights up, like, several times when I was doing the inside of the house, when it was, like, that day, those of you who don't know, we're in the Chicagoland area, where it was, like, 55 degrees for no fucking reason. I'm like, this would be a good day to do the lights, and he didn't do them, so he did them last weekend. So I was gone, we went to see Wicked, and we were gone all day. I was like, just put the lights outside, whatever. I sent him a picture of what it looked like before, so he knew what we did before. And this is not being micromanaging, it's more like, I literally take a picture too, because I don't remember like what our setup was, and I'm like, here's what it looked like, okay? I come home, I did barely recognize my house because there were color lights. Multicolor lights.
Oh yeah.
I'm a white light person. Don't hurt me. Don't come at me. But I like white lights.
Me too.
But I have also like a red and white thing outside. It's like a real candy cane thing happening outside. And I have like a spotlight that has like the red, whatever. He couldn't find the spotlight. How? I don't know. They're all in the same container. And he goes, one of the lights didn't work. I bought new lights. First of all, I didn't know he bought new lights. He goes, I put color lights up. And I'm like, where did the colored lights come from? I'm thinking like, we just bought these white lights like last year. He's like, they didn't work. So I put colored lights up. I'm like, and he puts them, like, on the roof. So he got up on a ladder, which I'm surprised about, while he was alone with Allie. Hey,
yeah.
And I was like, whatever. They're up. I don't give a shit. The kids like them.
This is, like,
it's
not
fine.
Safe at all.
But then I'm going through our bank statement. Like, I'm, like, doing my budgeting thing. And he spends, like, $100 at Menards. And I'm like, what was $100 at Menards? Not, again, I don't care, but I'm like, what is this? Oh, it was the lights. I'm like, oh, you went and bought new lights? I thought we just had lights. Because we have all these lights, right, that we don't use all the time. He's like, no, I bought new lights. And I'm like, he's like, we should throw out the white ones. I'm like, no, I'm not. First of all, I was not here to see that they don't work. So they're going to go in the container and then I'll deal with them later.
I
know. So I'm also battling my husband. And I told him he has to get all the gifts for his side of the family. Again, I know this is a micromanaging thing, so I'm trying to let go a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Deal with everyone on your side of the family. I'm not fucking doing it. None of them live here. They live in the middle of Montana. I don't care if the Amazon packages don't arrive till December 28th. I don't give a shit. You're in charge. And he goes, well, I haven't done it yet. I don't care. I go, I don't care. Usually I'm the one that makes sure they arrive on time. I ask everybody what they want. Here's the budget. Just buy them. Don't care. So I'm battling that, too.
That's good.
How are you battling if you don't care?
You're actually delegating.
I'm delegating. I delegated it. No, I'm battling myself, John, because I will admit to you that I am a micromanager in this category. And I've just decided, like, I'm not it's not on my brain. I don't care. Like, the other version of me would be like, you still haven't bought them gifts yet? I don't care.
Slightly in your brain.
It's slightly in my brain, but I'm honestly not going to care about it. He knows he has to buy them gifts. If he decides to do it the week of Christmas, then that's when he decides to do it. I don't care. Okay. I don't have to physically have a Christmas with them to give them said gifts. So, when I get them, they get them.
Yeah.
He's laughing at my gestures. That are like, I'm over it. I don't care. Whenever they get them, they get them. What else am I battling?
I don't know. Todd was like, the other day, very, like, I haven't gotten anyone any gifts at all. And I'm like, who are you talking about anyone? Like,
name the anyones.
Can you explain this in a little bit more, like, detail? Because we don't give gifts, really.
To each other? I don't do each other.
Yes and no with the each other thing, but like we don't give gifts to our brothers and sisters, brothers-in-laws. Like we cut that whole level out, and we only give to like the nieces and nephews. And like
we, but you have a lot more siblings. Like I still give to my sister because it's just my sister.
Yeah,
one on one.
There's like too many of us.
Yeah,
that's a lot of freaking gifts.
Yeah.
That's
no, that makes sense.
Ridiculous.
That's like Aaron said, they just pick out of a hat. That's the person you do.
Yeah, we tried that. And here's the problem. We go back to organizing or what's who does what.
You're in charge.
And I would be in charge. Or I try to be in charge and I try to get this shit done in September because I want to maybe potentially buy something in October or November. And everyone's like, I don't know what we're going to do. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, fuck you. We're just not doing gifts anymore for our level. See you later.
So our level is a tiered system.
Tiered. Our level. It's like the VP, we're like the directors, and then the kids are the managers.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I had something else I was battling, but I can't remember what it was now. It was definitely holiday related. What else? Look at the Christmas lights, the shopping.
I didn't get my decorations up until after Thanksgiving, and everyone thinks that's normal, but for me, I like having it up for 6 weeks or 7 weeks. I feel like after Thanksgiving, it's like too late. Like I'm almost like, oh, it's not even worth it anymore.
I usually do it,
but I did it
the week before Thanksgiving, but I did it like the week after, and then the whole week after that was the lights outside. And I was like, look, everyone put their lights up. Because it was 50 fucking degrees out. That was the time.
Mm-hmm.
Time to do it. Yeah, there's just a lot going on. You know what used to be me and Sarah's favorite holiday? Maybe it's not my favorite. What was our favorite holiday? New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
We used to, like, go all out for New Year's Eve. Now I'm like, maybe I'll stay up to midnight. I want to do that, though. That's, like, a future goal. Like, someone else take my kids and we're going to, do an old-fashioned, like, downtown.
We're going to be, like, the 50-year-olds in...
Why do we got to be 50-year-olds?
I mean, by the time, like, our kids are old enough that we don't have to actually worry about that as much.
I send my kids to my mom's house all the time to spend the night. The next weekend, they're going to spend the night. Well, they go to my company's holiday Christmas party. Aaron goes to a wedding in Indianapolis that I conveniently got out of. Please don't listen to this, Aaron. No, I'm just kidding. He knows that.
Or Aaron's family. Going.
What? Oh. No, it's a coworker.
Oh, okay.
Which we, like, RSVP'd before I found out we were having a holiday party again. And he's like, I still want to go. I'm like, all right, well, we'll go our separate ways. I'm like, actually, it works out because my mom wanted to take the kids for the weekend anyway. And he'll be there probably till, like, late Sunday. By the time he, like, comes back from Indianapolis, I'm going to wrap all of the Santa gifts on Sunday. Not this weekend, next week. I think it's pretty smart.
I took a couple days off.
Gotta plan this shit out. I'm out of days because I've gone to so many fucking concerts and multitasking. I've done too many things this year that I don't have. So what else are we battling? If I can't think of anything else, I'm gonna.
I don't know.
Gonna go into 2023 in my head.
Okay, 2023, go.
I'm looking forward to my first real poop in 2023.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to, 2023. I have a lot planned. We're going to Disney World in March for spring break. It's a lot of dance. I'm going to get to go to Nationals, probably in Branson.
Mm.
Ozark area, which will be actually, we're going to turn it into a vacation.
Didn't we talk about this? When is it?
I don't know for sure yet, but I think it's in July. Like, after 4th of July. Like, right after.
Mind going with you guys to do that.
Well, at this point, I'm not sure if everyone's going to go, or we've looked into, like, getting, like, a suite where it's just all the dance moms and all the kids.
Are you going to make it longer than just dance, or are you
going to have Aaron? Dance is long. Yeah. It's going to be like 6 days. Oh, it's a whole week. Yeah, oh, it's like convention and nationals. It's like a whole thing. So I don't know if everyone's. Man. I don't know if everyone's going to go.
You have, I have peoples down there.
Or you could just go. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I could, but I think
I'll let you know when I get details, which will probably be last minute as usual. What else? Oh, we're going to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Thanks to me, bitches. As usual, every concert we go to is thanks to me.
I know, everyone's like, you got tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I hope what you're saying is the correct term.
I'm like, well, my best friend got the tickets. I just, you know, hung out while she texted me all day.
She texted all day and told me about her struggles and then called me and was like, I did it! And you're like, good, okay. And I was like, this is not the reaction I fucking wanted.
I know. Well, I was in the middle of working.
Like, I took the day off. I took a half day. But like I said, things went sideways. We won't recap. It just went badly. And then I text Jenny and Chris. And Jamie knew I took the half day for this. And I was like, basically I texted him and said, like, you have to drag my body out of this fucking house. I'm not getting out of this queue. I'll start working from home. And I had two computers. It was like the Ticketmaster Q computer and like the work computer. And then I finally secured them. So yeah, I'm excited to go to Taylor Swift next year. It's going to be so fun.
It did start a whole controversy with Ticketmaster.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The Q. So much so that I had a storytelling training for the last 2 days. And that was one of the topics that you could pick from to tell a story about. So,
oh my gosh.
It's a big deal.
So what else are we looking forward to? That takes us to June. June 2nd, to be exact.
I think that's Pride weekend.
Chicago, really?
No, like, downtown Pride weekend. So, that's Sunday.
Oh, yeah, because it's always on top of the Rose Fest that I have to do for dance.
Yeah.
Which is why I went for the Friday Taylor Swift tickets. So, I think this is June. What else? July, I'm going to go to Branson. I don't know. There's a lot next year. I don't know. I had a good year overall. Aaron got a new job. That was nice.
Yeah.
We did a lot of things. We went to do a lot of things. I feel like that everyone's roaring 20s, like post-pandemic. Everyone's like, 2021's going to be so crazy. And it like wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy in the sense that like I was like, this is fucking like work was crazy. We were understaffed. And it was just like very busy. 2021 was like, I was dragged. I was dragged through 2021.
But if you think about it, 2022 started off with one of the highest peaks in COVID.
It did.
So it was like...
No, it did. You're right. Yeah. Because
so
I
we were still like in COVID mindset.
But I feel like by April it was done.
Yeah.
Because remember I was March. Not sure about the birthday parties for mm-hmm. March. And you didn't do a February birthday party at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the birthdays in March. But then after that...
My birthday, when I turned 40, was like the first weekend that everything opened.
Yep.
And, like, we risked it, I guess. But,
yeah.
You know, mid-March.
Yeah.
Mid-March 2022.
There was, like, peaks in 2021 where, like, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mostly feel like I was, like, just, like, dragged by my hair through that entire year. Because it was just, like, work was insane. It was not normal. It was crazy. So I'm looking forward to 2023, I guess, now that I think about it.
With my job, I have to, like, know when new VPs are onboarding. And in the last 2 days of training, two VPs said they started, like, 11 months ago, 6 months ago. And I was like, no fucking way, it was not 11 months ago. Oh, yes, it was. Like, it seems like this last year happened in 2 months.
Yeah.
Because it was just so busy.
I was trying to think, like, oh, what? I wanted to make one of those TikToks where it's like, the year end cap, whatever, and then you put the pictures together. I hate those TikToks. I like them, but I hate them because it involves me curating some photos, and I'm not good at, like, getting those things quickly. But it was like, oh, the 2022 year end cap, and I was like, wow, we did do a lot of stuff, though. We did a lot of experience things.
A lot. Yes. It was good.
I gotta cut you, like, your IOU. At this point, Taylor owes me. Taylor owes me, like.
Well, I gave you some money today.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
I don't care. It does not bother me. I really don't care. I trust
I'm
you.
I'm now on Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. So we're caught up on two concerts. We're up to Taylor Swift.
We're up to Taylor Swift.
Are you going to keep that second ticket?
Well,
or do you want to see Aaron?
So, one of the friend that we went to see Six with also wants to see Taylor.
Oh,
so
okay.
That might be a good person to include.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Because I was starting to feel guilty. We got four tickets. I didn't feel guilty about getting four tickets, but I was kind of like, I felt like I was making you use the fourth ticket.
I also think, like, it depends. I might feel it out.
Yeah. And if you got time.
Our friend is listening. We're still going to fill it out, so we'll talk about it later. But,
can I commit? It's high commodity. It's a high commodity item.
I know.
It's hard to commit.
Like, I still think it'd be more fun for Scarlett.
I think she'd be
Cannon
fine either. I think she'd be fine.
I know she'll
was
be
just
fine,
us.
But, like, I'm going to see how Gannon feels about it. Because maybe he might really want to go.
Yeah.
You might get him some street cred, you know?
Some Taylor Swift street cred.
I know. All the girls.
I was more so
him.
Feeling bad that, like, it was not not cheap. I mean, it wasn't expensive as some people are making it out to be. But it was not cheap. And I was like, if you don't want to pay for two tickets. And everyone's like, oh, Scarlett's going to get to go to Taylor Swift. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, let's be clear. Like, if I got into that queue and they were $500 a piece, they would have been nixed so fucking fast. I would have bought two tickets for $1,000 and I've been like, let's sort it out later. Like, I would have cut her out so quickly.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of scenarios in my head. And one of them was, ditch the two kids. Like, ditch the
kids.
So
for sure.
So fast. Because I'd be like, your budget is not my budget. It's $500 a piece. The end.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I had a whole scenario. And luckily, they got to be included.
Yeah.
And, like, the third scenario was trying to get them resale. But at this point, it seems like resale is still... I mean, even more ridiculous than what we did resale for Harry Styles. So, I don't
know. Which is absolutely crazy because Soldier Field is larger.
So, and three nights!
Yeah.
Three nights in Soldier Field. Some places don't even have two nights. No, most places have two nights, but still.
Yeah. They added.
So there's two now. But three nights in Soldier Field. John, do you even, like, you should, what you need to do is, here's your homework, and then we'll end this thing so we can go have some fun at the bar. Your homework is to go onto Netflix and watch the Reputation Tour. The Taylor Swift Reputation Tour is on Netflix. Fucking amazing. And go see the type of show we're going to go see. That's what you need to go do. It's so good.
I'm really happy where we got our seats too.
I know. I don't
That's
even know how
we
to
sat.
Can I tell you, when I got those seats, I blacked out. Like, picking the Taylor Swift seats, I blacked the fuck out. And then I texted her and told her the cost, and she did not text me fast enough. I essentially basically said something like, it might as well have said, fuck you, I'm buying them, and we'll sort it out later.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Fine. I don't even know what the cost was, but it wasn't like anything like, I was like,
it was like $2.65 a ticket.
Yeah, I wasn't scared away from it.
With fees.
But
I was like clicking.
Fees.
I was clicking through the club level. I gave up on the lower bowl because they were all VIP and there would have been more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like clicking, like, it was in line with like the diamond part of the stage and I kept going over, over, over. And then the reason why there were more is because they got two aisle seats. And they charge you $20 more an aisle seat. Plus the fees are like a few dollars more per fee or something. And I'm like, fucking Ticketmaster. And then I was like, well, kids being on an aisle, it's probably a pretty good scenario to have, but I literally blacked out. When it finally, like, did not freeze on me and I got them, I was like, did I just secure these tickets? And as, like, it came out that they canceled the general sale, I'm like, did I win the lottery twice? I got a code and I got the fucking tickets! Like you, John, when you said I should get in the lottery, that's how I felt. I did win the lottery. There was, like, 14 million people, only 2 million people got tickets. That's hard.
Swifty lottery.
I won the fucking Swifty lottery. And it's the best. It was honestly a highlight of my year.
She only sold 2 million tickets for the whole tour.
2.5 million tickets. Well, yeah. That's a lot. She's got like 47 shows. Stadium shows. That's basically the capacity. You have to remember, too, some of them are going to be set aside for like radio stations and bullshit and blah, 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 blah. So, like, it wasn't all sold through Ticketmaster, but... Anyway, that's what I'm looking forward to in 2023.
I haven't even thought of 2023 yet because 22 was ridiculous.
Because she can't poop in
2022. I can't poop until it ends. It's just, I just feel so
That's why Sarah needs me as a best friend because all I do is look ahead. I'm planning ahead. She would not have the Taylor Swift tickets without me. Like, she could. No, it's true. She, like, she just, she can't think too far ahead. So I'm here to be like, hey, what do you want to do in June of 2023? Go to Taylor Swift? Yeah. That's what we're doing.
I do have February planned out.
That's not that far.
2023. There's a lot of kid birthdays in my life in February. Like, my kids and all, like,
I've told my kids they're not getting shit for their birthday.
I'm gonna gloss over this.
No, so their birthdays are in March. There's either a dance competition. They're on top. Their birthdays are on top of each other, and we're going to Disney World
for spring break.
For spring break, yeah. And it's very expensive. It's the flights were insane, and we shifted the whole trip to make the flights cheaper, and we're going on weird dates just to go to Disney World. And I'm like, I told them flat out, like, we're going to Disney World. That is your guys' birthday, and if you guys want to, after spring break, do, like, a pizza party or something. Have your close friends over. But the idea of having, like, a full-blown party that costs me, like, almost $1,000 by this time is all said and done, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I know Jenny could make you something with a cricket, but, like, I could just make you something with a cricket for shirts. You guys to wear in Disney that you can give them for their birthdays. Like, you wouldn't even have to spend that much money on creating stuff. Yeah. I'm all about the homemade gifts.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to Disney World. Last time I was there was no Star Wars. That was, like, not ready.
Is Harry Potter there?
No, that's Universal.
Yeah. We went to Harry Potter when we were pregnant.
Yeah.
It was, like, the most disappointing thing in the whole world. I think we talked about this.
Because I was pregnant. But I don't really like roller coasters anyway, so that was fine.
It was disappointing for me, because I like roller coasters. I don't know. I don't have anything else. I am looking forward to potentially doing housework, which sounds crazy, but, like, doing renovations stuff.
I want to save for a renovation.
That's what I'm doing.
We're
that's what I'm doing. And I think, like, that's what I'm thinking about, is, like, what can I do to potentially, like, help sell my house in, how many years? 4 years. Like, that's what I'm doing this summer.
Do you have any? Okay, this is the last thing. I know you don't like these. Year. I know you're about to be like, I don't fucking think of those.
Oh,
New Year's resolutions.
Actually,
she doesn't like those.
I don't like New Year's resolutions at all. I think they're stupid all the way around. Like, just do it if you want to. But there are things that I'm going to plan as my goals for 2023, of things that I want to, like, actually set goals for. Not resolutions, because I think giving up stuff or, like, changing your habits.
Resolutions don't have to be giving up stuff.
Changing your habits.
I'm opposite this year. Usually I set, like, 5 of them, and I accomplish none. Maybe one. Okay, go on. What's your goal?
You know, I had an idea for something the other day, but I don't really remember. I think it was more like setting aside time for, like, self-reflection.
And yeah, like, that's a good one.
Actually paying attention to what's going on, because this last year, like I said already, like, it all seemed like it happened in 2 months, because I never had time to, like, really understand what was going on.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what happened. Every time Lisa texts me, she was, like, buying tickets to a fucking pop concert. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Now I'm a Harry Styles stan. I don't know. It's just chaos.
My team is doing, like, holiday party this next week, which is, like, another reason, too. Like, all work, one, is, like, training, holiday party, this thing, this all, like, trying to take time off. Next week, we have a holiday party, and we had to fill out this form, like, about ourselves, like, things to talk about, and, like, what did you accomplish in 2023? And I was, like, I saw a lot of fucking concerts. Like, that's what I accomplished. Or, in 2022. And I saw a lot of concerts, and I list them all out. And so you're going to be in our holiday, like, display. They'll be like, who's that person? Yeah.
Like, it's my friend who scores all the tickets to all the concerts.
Well, and I have, and one with Sergio. Oh, yeah. Because he used to be, like, a co-worker. And then I have one with you, and then I have one with Todd. So I feel like that was a good, like,
it's a good mix. I was at one with Sergio and Todd.
Yes.
So I was at one concert.
That was nice. Great.
I don't have any resolution. I think I want to be better with my budgeting. And this sounds
That's another one. That's
I only want to be better with my budgeting, because Erin making more money has made me lax in that area, and I really want to do, like, I want to do a home renovation in, like, a year and do, like, an addition in our house, but I would like to be able to save for part of it. I mean, part of it's going to have to be a loan, but I want to save some of the things, too, and I'm trying, I think, like, I've been lax just because, like, there is more discretionary funds, which is nice, but it's, like, and we don't have any debt, and so I've been more lax in the saving part. I'm like, eh, whatever, buy this, buy that, so I need to try to, like, focus on, like, putting X amount of money a month away to try to see what we can do for in a year with the house. But other than that, I actually don't have any real, like, resolutions. Honestly, my resolution is, like, to do all the things. That goes against the money thing I just said. That's why I keep buying things. No, but I don't know, like, experiences. Like, I feel like I've spent a lot of years, like, oh, I don't want to pay for that or do this thing because I don't want to spend. This is why I won't go buy a bigger house, right? Like, yeah. I don't want a bigger house. I don't want to be a house poor. I want to use my extra money to, like, go to Disney World and do things, go to concerts, like, feel like, well, I can go do experiences.
Your house is 100%, like, the right size for
you
to, like,
for my family. Yes, it's perfect.
And to, like, retire in and, like, yeah, live there forever. Like, yeah. It's a perfect size. My house on the other side.
You have more kids than me.
It's, like, absolutely not the right size. Well, you also have, like, extra living spaces, I think.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
And,
I'd like one more bonus just, space, but yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, you know, obviously the extra kid thing, but, like, the office, and, like, my office is in Gann's bedroom. Like, that cannot happen when he's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a 13-year-old boy. Like, just do not want that happening. I need to get out of his bedroom by, like, 10 and a half.
John, do you have any, do you have any 20...
10 and a half?
Yeah.
How about right now?
Do you have any 2023?
I'm not in there when he's in there.
No, they're ever. Opposite
types. Like, it's opposite. So he does have private type space, but, like, it just...
Yeah. Do you have any 2023 resolutions, John?
I got so much stuff I want to build.
Yeah.
Like...
Is one of the things you want to build this podcast? Because we've really failed this year.
Well, yeah, we got to get back on track. But
I know. I went back to, like, what we had said our goals were, and one of them was, like, I'm going to get 10,000 followers on TikTok. No.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
I'm under 2K. That is... It's hard. It's a hard life. Also, it's also hard when you turn your FYP into just, like, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. It's very hard to get on track.
Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah, Love is Blind.
You know what's funny? Is, like, mine won't even, like, auto-correct to, like... It won't correct to, like, Love is Blind or anything. Like, I have to look for it. Except now I'm on, we're totally over our time at this point, like, I'm sure. But now I'm on Sister Wives TikTok.
Oh my God, I fucking love Sister Wives. He is terrible. Awful. I've been watching it since the dawn of time, since it started. I went back and rewatched it because it was just so fascinating to see, like, where they started. Because he was not actually always...
Yeah, he was like, awful. He loved everyone.
Yes, and now something...
Robbing.
Plus pandemic, plus moving out of Vegas. Something happened with him. He's crazy. I can't stop watching. I was watching it before when I was getting ready to come here.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to send you... I get TikToks all the time. That's all of my TikToks are now.
That's good, Sarah. You need less... No, she needs less serious TikToks. Like, most of her TikToks are, like, very political and very, like...
Mental health.
And, like, just, like, about narcissists. And, like, she just has, like, a very rigid FYP. And my FYP is, like, pop music and bullshit. And, like, right now the whole thing is, like, Meghan and Harry's, like, you know, Netflix documentary. And people talking about that. Like, I go on my TikTok to
What's
just...
FYP?
For You page. Basically what it wants you to... What it thinks you want to see. Her For You page is, like, we think that you want to work on yourself every second of your life. And I'm over here, like, I want to, like, laugh and, like, see some bullshit... And, like, have some serotonin. And she's like, how do I correct myself today? Like, there's no, like, I want, like, bullshit. And I have a lot of mom stuff, too. But, like, yeah. One of my goals, I don't know what my goal is. Sometimes I want to grow the TikTok, and then I see people's TikTok grow, and then somehow they just get fucking ripped apart by the internet. And I'm like, no, that doesn't seem like a good place to be. And then I don't want to do it.
I like the slow and steady of the podcast.
You like our lack of getting together to do anything?
Slow and steady.
Cool 6-month gap.
I know.
Cool 6-month gap. Yeah, that's a good...
You know, my boss loves podcasts, and one of my coworkers happened to let it out that I have a podcast, and he told, like, his son now works with us, And then he's like, you probably don't want me to know what the name of the podcast is because, like, you probably talk about me. And I'm like, yes, I definitely talk about you because it's about being a parent and how you have 7 children and how it's very easy for me to, like, tell you I have kid problems because you have 7 children.
I know. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to wrap this up by saying this. We started this in the beginning of 2020 or end of 2019,
mm-hmm.
before the pandemic, because why? Because me and Sarah felt like we had no hobbies, and we were very disconnected from, like, doing our own thing.
And every time we got together, we laughed and joked about...
And talked.
About being a parent.
Yes.
So we figured, why not record it?
Right. And John just loves listening to women bitch, I guess. No, I'm sorry.
No.
He likes making podcasts. And we also...
He
and because
us.
Like,
because we're so funny.
And because Aaron was like... My husband Aaron was like, you need to get a hobby. Not that Aaron has a lot of hobbies himself, but he was just like...
Video games is a big hobby.
Yeah, but he was just feels like... He was like, you need like a hobby. And I didn't have a hobby. And I was like, well, I like social media. Personally, I do. Like, I there's things you hate about it, whatever. But I like posting stuff. I like making videos when I can. And that is like my hobby alongside with this. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think we started it for a good reason. And we were doing really good, but that's mostly because we had, like, barely had jobs. Barely, because there was a pandemic and we had nothing else to do.
I had a lot of a job all the time.
I didn't have a job for, like, almost 4 months. So
almost busier with the pandemic. Because I had to measure 6 feet. No one understood what 6 feet is. Like, that was my job.
John and I were slow and then all of a sudden very busy. I had no job and then I had a lot of a job. But no, maybe we'll try to do better next year. Like, we didn't have any guests this year. And we had guests in 2021.
Let's try to get one guest.
One guest.
Shoot for doing something, but
one guest just sounds enough. Good.
Somehow we had one of the biggest guests at some point, and now she's she's touring in the goddamn country. Has like 6 million followers on TikTok. Probably couldn't get her now. She probably would ignore us. No, I'm just kidding. She wouldn't ignore us, but it would be hard to get her.
Yeah, she'd be like, in between what?
Yeah.
She does have, like, her TikTok friends
with Pinky.
Her all the time.
We're talking about Pinky. She's doing great. Good for her.
I know.
Yeah, so anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up. But we're just trying to get through the year. We're trying to get the next, how many days are left? How many days till January?
No, I think this is the best. My kids keep asking Alexa how many days until Christmas. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I want one more day gone. And every time I hear the amount of days, I can't
wait. I know. They keep doing the same thing too. And I was like, stop giving me freaking anxiety. Also, I think of everything in terms of weekends. And I'm like, there's 2 weekends left till Christmas. And Aaron's like, well, there's like 2 full weeks. I'm like, no, there's 2 weekends. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't count during the week. I don't get fucking shit done during the week.
There's nothing against them.
There's 2 weekends left.
No.
I cannot wait.
Trying to survive.
The January calendar is so chill. I cannot wait for
eating,
it.
Eating.
So chill.
Working. Weekdays are awful. All you do is eat, work, clean what you've messed up to eat, and then go to sleep.
I know what I love about 2022. In the fall, I decided to get Molly made to complete my house bi-weekly, and it was the greatest fucking decision I've ever made with my money. I understand it's a privilege, but I am very glad that I did it.
Did we talk about this? I don't know if it actually aired when we talked about this, but I did as well.
Yeah,
a cleaning person. So
yeah, it's the greatest
best thing. But I think it also, not only every 2 weeks, it's great that like it's like a reset of like...
It makes me pick up my house.
Yeah.
Granted, there are now bins in every room where it's just like a dump bin.
Oh, yeah.
So they can move it and clean. But you know what? It's fine.
Oh, I got through... 3 of my dump bins 2 weekends ago. 3 weekends ago?
That's better.
It was like the best. I was like, yes. And they were sitting
there
for
6 months.
Can you
just throw them out? Because I'm this close to just dumping an entire one in the trash can.
I threw a whole garbage bag out of stuff. But
yeah.
It was just putting the toys in the right spot or like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. There's like one on every floor.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, John wants us to land the plane.
I feel like we landed the plane and this is just the
after. What's the time, John? What's the time, John?
You know. Run the music.
What do we do here?
Over us.
We got it.
50 minutes.
50 minutes. You know what? That's uncut, though. You don't have to do anything. I think that's perfect. We're going to go meet John's girlfriend now, so.
Thanks for listening to Moms on Overtime. You can follow us on Instagram at Moms on Overtime or find us on Facebook.